Islander on WHFR as we transition into Motor Live Drive at 5. We're getting ready to feature War Horses right here on the only station making waves, turn into the number one engineer in the metro city, asking how are we doing? They coming up about ready to go? Almost. So we're going to keep the music going in the meantime. Who should we go with? You know what? We rocked it up. We can't slow it down quite yet. So, Trace Diaz. Because, yeah. Bronze Mambas. That's why. Bronze Mambas had their turn on deck, and they're a great band to have. Live, in person, go see them. In the meantime, here's another band that's great to see live and to have perform right here in the studios of WHFR. I'm talking about War Horses. Ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, you can hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's talk about what's more important. Let's let the world hear you. Kick your thing for the listeners of WHFR. Anytime you're ready, take it.
Let's go.
We'll be right back.
That is war horses. They don't trollop. They gallop right through your stable and let you know they're there. Okay, do we bring in the Hard Rock today or what? How y'all doing?
Good.
Thank you for having us.
My headphones are cutting out.
Yeah.
Whose headphones are cutting out?
That'd be me.
Easy there in the middle.
Need some help over there?
No, I think it's good now. I don't know.
Okay.
There's some weird buzzing.
Are we live right now?
You're live right now.
Oh, your voice is buzzing. Oh,
right. Yeah, that's
I'm
what
buzzing.
His voice is buzzing on us.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll live.
I'm straight
Thanks
and sober.
For having us.
Give you my word of honor. Yeah, this is something special. You guys just came in here. It's a testimony to the work of Scott Boatwright that you got his attention and came to WHFR. And we thank you for taking up that invitation. Tell us about yourselves. Introduce yourselves. Let's start with our lead singer to my right. Folks, you're following my hand here, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's work around the room. This gentleman over here on the right is...
Hello, I'm Mike Alexander.
Hello, Mike.
We call him the monkey.
Mike.
Thank you. Sometimes they call me the monkey. Sometimes they call me other things.
Always with love and affection, though,
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
There
Always.
You go. As long as it's... Yeah. And with the buzzing headphones we have...
I'm Eric Myers. They call me Easy.
Hey, Easy. What up?
You know, because we play easy rock, you know.
Laid back and mellow.
Yep, you got it, like Sunday morning.
You guys are perfect for the elevator ride.
Uh-huh.
And over here, kicking four strings.
Nathan Lalande Miller
on bass. Now, formerly of, you've been here before.
Oh, yeah, it was 2007.
Okay. Hello, Roger and Margaret. You done good.
Nathan's been in a ton of bands.
Your alumnus has come back.
Yeah.
We're glad to have him this time. He's
Should
our secret
be.
Weapon.
He's laying it down.
He's laying it down.
And who's this holding it on the floor over here?
That would be me. That's Kristen. Kristen Lynn.
Of Henry Ford College, or Henry Ford Community College once upon a time.
I did take some classes here back in the 90s, yes.
You were teaching them how to play drums?
No. Just some writing classes.
Okay. Creative writing, what?
Yes.
And this has led to the music we're hearing today?
It has nothing to do with the music. No.
Oh, okay. I was going to make
no,
some
Mike
pitch
writes all of our lyrics here. He's the lyric master.
Okay. And in terms of the music itself, when we come away from the lyrics, how does it happen for War Horses?
Usually the lyrics are the last thing, actually.
Yeah.
It's usually the groove, the music.
Yeah, so, we got a lot of grooves. We lay them down and we... kind of record live at rehearsal and see what we get that we like, and if we find a little nugget, we take it and roll with it.
How'd you come together? How long have you been together?
Well, a long time, yeah.
About 2007-ish?
Yeah.
But Mike and I go back to high school.
Me and Easy go back to high school days, and then we were in some bands together.
We moved to New York together, and
moved back into town at different times, but when I moved back into town, Kristen and I started War Horses, and then Easy followed a couple years into it.
They dragged me back.
Right.
Yeah, we dragged him back.
Kicking and screaming.
And then
our
bass player, our original bass player, took off, and...
Did he go to New York? What?
He went to back to D.C. He was going to... Where was he going? Meadowbrook?
Virginia Tech. Oh, he was at Meadowbrook here.
He was at Meadowbrook here. Yeah.
Cranbrook.
I'm sorry.
Cranbrook.
One of them Brooks. He ain't here. We appreciate your time. Bye.
Yeah, so well, when the opportunity, guy. We had seen Nathan play with a local band, and when we had the opportunity, we asked him to join us, and he said, right on.
Okay.
I'll be there in an hour.
Now, so what was going on with you in New York? Was it the music scene then, mm-hmm. or?
I made a living as a musician there for a couple years. And,
session work? Or
session work, live work. All kinds of
so
stuff.
You can actually read the stuff.
What's that?
You can actually read.
Yeah, I'm not the greatest sight reader like most guitarists, but you know.
All right, well,
he
hey.
Went to Berkeley.
Oh, wait a minute now. Okay, so guys, if you're at home woodshed and thinking it's just gonna happen, mm-hmm. We got the Berkeley dude in the
Eric
house.
Eric fronted
today.
A band called Wussy in New York. They were awesome.
Nah, nobody looking at this dude thinking Wussy. Nobody. This guy's hitting the weight rack. But so now you're getting together, and whose house is hosting the rehearsal sessions? And
that would be Easy and I. We're married, so we're half the band.
Okay.
So everybody comes to our house. Mm-hmm.
And you got the drum kit, so it's usually going to happen.
I got the drum kit, yeah. So it just stays there until we got to play a show. So makes it nice.
All right, then. And then we're writing, and we're playing where? Where should people be going to go see War Horses?
Tomorrow, we would love to have people come see us at the Lager House. We are playing our
PJ's Lager House release show,
actually. Eric just can't seem to keep busy enough with one band. He and I also play in a band called Unlimited Head, but he's also in another band without me called Visitors, and they are also releasing their first full length, and War Horses are releasing our first vinyl, and it's for our single Burning Desire that we'll be playing pretty soon in the set. So it's a dual release show with Visitors and War Horses, and we also have our very first professional video by Goldhouse Media that will be premiering tomorrow night as well. So PJ's Lager House in Corktown, doors at 8:30. We got a ton of cool bands playing. We got two stages set up back to back all night long. Music starts around the 9 o'clock hour, and it's going to be awesome. So come on out.
Folks, we were talking about things to do and see this weekend during the calendar, but you just heard the most important date. Tomorrow, PJ's Lager House.
That's right.
The wax release, not just CD. You can burn those at home. I dare you to burn vinyl.
It is beautiful, too. We had an artist from California, Camille Rose Garcia. She's an incredible artist. Look her up. She did our cover art for us, and we couldn't be happier. So it was so cool. We made some t-shirts out of it, and you can come get it tomorrow at the show.
When we come back from this next set, we got to talk about your art, because just the band logo alone is intricate and in your face. So if you
That was Mike. Mike did our original logo.
Wow. Okay.
He's very creative.
Yes. Well, I just do whatever needs to be done.
That's
until
right.
Until someone else picks it up.
Monkey.
That's what they call me.
Yeah.
Well, then let's swing through the trees and get into some music, because that's what people want to hear.
All right.
And now this last set, just so, because you ran through a few, let's let the people know what we heard. What was it? Love Is Gone?
Yep. We opened with Love Is Gone and went into Bury Your Dead, which is the B-side of our vinyl. Then that led right into a tune called Hydrophobic and into Neverland. That was from our first record.
And that was?
Neverland.
Okay.
And our first record is Flap Your Useless Wings.
Okay.
Back from like 2008-ish.
There you have it. And now the new album is called?
It's just a single. It's a 7-inch. It's a song called Burning Desire. And the B-side is Bury Your Dead.
All right. Bury Your Dead. And that ran into Hydrophobic. I typed Hydro. I apologize.
Yeah, we'll shortened it to Hydro.
All right. Folks, you can hear it introduced by its right name if you go to the show tomorrow night, PJ's Lager House. All right?
That's
Forget
right.
Me. This is all about War Horses. Tomorrow night, PJ's Lager House. Matter of fact, right now, with the next song being what?
Is Crawl, and it's going to go into Red Turns Black.
Then shut me up and play some music.
All right.
Thank you. It's always just a disillusion. And that is all the complex. Past the useless conversations. Crash of vision marriage. Hate just blind. Improvident.
There you have War Horses right here on WHFR, Motor Live Drive at 5. Two tracks in a row, Crawl and Red Turns Black. You know, we were conversing, sharing emails on the phone, what have you, before arriving, and I was asking you about your influences, and you mentioned Public Image Limited and Jesus and Mary Chain, and it really comes through because you're melodic and hardcore, and it's just deep, and I'm really digging what you got. How did
Thank you.
Get this? I'm just wondering what all you know, roads you took to get here.
He gets it.
Many roads.
Many roads.
Many long and
winding
roads.
We don't want to sound like
it's
any road.
Like it's more like a wave.
Okay.
We ride the wave. We really do. We don't think a lot.
You're at the perfect station for riding the wave. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
We are hanging.
Folks,
hanging
we didn't arrange that.
Right?
I mean, yeah. We really just leave ourselves open to we come up with some grooves and it just happens. It's been great playing with these guys because it's so easy. We have like just so many little nuggets of songs that we haven't even yet to, you know, finish, and it's just all about finding time to get us all together during the week, and we do as much as we can, and we're really fortunate because it just kind of happens.
All right.
Don't think too much.
Yeah, we don't think too much.
Just listen.
Yeah, listen. We let the song guide us. Definitely.
Get out of the way of it sometimes.
Yep.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Congratulations, because you're doing that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So now, who are you sharing the bill with tomorrow?
Do you want to go in order? Do you remember the order?
I remember the order, yeah.
Yeah.
So Well, we have the dual release show I mentioned of Visitors, which is Eric's other band. He plays guitar, and he was also the engineer for both of our releases. He keeps busy. It's Eric's show, really. He's the dual. So it's War Horses and Visitors release show. And then with us, we have Thalo Sky and Night of the Night Bees, Pewter Cub, and Rogue Satellites. So we have a really, really eclectic, rockin', just different. Every band is unique in their own way. Really cool vibe of music going on. Like I said, it's going to be back-to-back between two stages, so there's going to be no downtime between bands.
And in all fairness to Easy, if you're going to take the time to go and get a Berklee education, you better exercise it and steer the ship at some point in time, or offer volunteer to not necessarily be a demonstrative monster, but
our music is the monster.
Yeah. There you have it. Because, like I say, there's the hard and they're heavy, and there's the I don't want to say pop because that has its connotations, but
it's melodic though.
It is.
Yeah.
That's people who like heavy metal can like us.
Yeah.
They're like, it's kind of different. But then people who don't like heavy metal that like more, you know,
goth,
shoegazy goth or psychedelic, you know, it's kind of cool. So we kind of, I don't know, fall in between those gaps, I guess.
Yeah. Because you mentioned Roxy Music, and I was like, going, how do you get a Roxy mix?
Something we listen to.
Oh,
because, yeah.
And yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Very theatrical, very, you know.
Looking for it, I have to. I confess, I haven't seen the video, but tomorrow it breaks for the world to get with, and I got the.
We'll show it to you before we leave.
Please, because I get the impression anything that you contributed to is going to be something worthwhile for people to get down with.
Yeah. We got to give a real big shout out though to Goldhouse Media, Natasha, Bessie, and Kevin Eckert that.
And Tim.
My God, those guys.
They just took the ball and ran with it. We didn't really have much of a concept, but they were like, you know.
We gave them just a handful of ideas. We actually gave her two songs that we had, newer songs that we were working on, and said, what one do you think is going to be better? And she picked Burning Desire just because it's, you know, has so many breaks and theatrical elements to it. They thought they'd have a lot of fun, you know, with making a video for it. And they did, and she, like, went above and beyond, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with the old Disney, like, silly skeleton symphony with those little dancing skeletons. Remember those cartoons?
Yeah.
Well, it's not public domain, so we can't use them, but I've always been a fan, and it's kind of
like, you're not
going to
get
logo.
Anything Disney.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Well, she did, like, her own.
So she hand-drew, because we told her we loved that, and we wanted to have a little bit of the, you know,
I don't care
element.
What the copyright laws were. They're going to be what they're going to be, so you don't get anything Disney.
No, we did not. So Natasha went above and beyond and hand-drew the animation for it, so
there's
some pieces of animation that just came out incredible, and, yeah, it was awesome. They were great to work with, so I can't wait to show it to everybody.
Big tip of the hat to them.
Yeah. Goldhouse Media, so if anyone locally needs a video for anything, I mean, reach out to them.
Enough of them.
Goldhouse
Media. Can we shout it any louder?
Why am I thinking of a certain cartoon character right now? But let's think about some War Horse music.
Yeah.
And give the people what they came here for.
That's right. Well, shut up.
What should we be hearing next?
Rumble Seed.
Well, put me... Just take the wheel. You got it.
Rumble Seed.
There you have In the Rumble Seat, or I'm sorry, Rumble Seat for More Horses. It's a DJ thing. You try to get too busy, it leave the music speak for itself, and that's how you do it. Now that one was also from Flappy Useless Wings.
Nope, that was from our 5-song EP.
Okay, now what's the name of that EP?
Song of the Month.
Now tell people, where can we get your music? Where are you?
You can go to warhorses.bandcamp.com. And or iTunes, Amazon, you can hear us on Pandora and Spotify. And if you follow us on Spotify, that would be awesome, because I'm on Spotify and I like to like do my playlists and stuff. So,
and
there
also
we go.
Locally, we're at a lot of the local record stores.
Yeah, the vinyl will be there.
UHF.
This weekend.
I gotta get my mic back.
You can find us locally at like UHF Records in Royal Oak, Found Sound in Ferndale. We're at Stormy Records and Dearborn Music in Dearborn, and Flat Black and Circular out in Lansing.
Yeah.
A bunch of the local stores.
Flat Black and Circular.
Solo Records.
Solo Records. Yeah, most of the local stores have us.
Weirdsville.
All right.
And Weirdsville. Oops, sorry. Weirdsville, yes, and Mount Clemens.
Downtown
Can't Mount forget
Clemens.
Them. We do listening party with them sometimes.
And this next one is our 7-inch single.
And this is our 7-inch.
Hold on 1 second. Can we just mute their mics and kill their...
1, 2
or we go live.
1, 2, 3
It's silent summer night. I wish it were with fright at the melancholy madness of her throne mouth.
Burning Desire from War Horses right here on WHFR. Now, that's what it's all about tomorrow night. That's what bringing us together. Do we have open mics right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now we have open mics.
Yeah,
we do things in between songs.
Man. Yeah, I was riding that wave. Sorry, man.
People, if you ever want to come down and see how the sausage gets made, it's so interesting. But yeah, Burning Desire is the new track, and it's what you will definitely be hearing. It's the vinyl. It's tomorrow. The video. It's PJ's Lager House Friday. What time do the doors open?
8:30.
And you guys hit stage approximately?
11:15.
Okay, so plenty of time to socialize, have a good time.
That's right.
Crack open a few rock and rides.
I got some good food there, too.
Most deaf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just enjoy yourself. You know, we got to chit-chat, and we're looking at some of these tracks you've got, especially this one that I'm longing to hear. Runs a bit long, and I want to get myself out of the way and let you guys run with it. But especially I want people to know, not just tomorrow night, but when next, when is the future time to see War Horses?
The DIY Festival?
Yep, for sure.
Hasn't been officially announced yet, but we're asked to play the DIY Festival in Ferndale, which is like the end of September.
Good deal.
I'm pretty sure we're going to take all of August off just for some vacations and things, so, yeah.
Okay, so we've got tomorrow, folks.
We got
go
tomorrow,
see
and
War
that's
Horses.
It till the end of September.
DIY Festival.
Beginning of the fall.
And tell the people one more time, where should they be going to go pick up War Horses music? The vinyl, what have you?
The vinyl, come to the show and buy it direct from us. That would be
best
awesome.
Place.
If not, like I said, the if you go to warhorses.bandcamp.com and you order it there, you also get the free digital download, and then we'll mail you the album. And you can go locally to UHF, Found Sound, Dearborn Music, Stormy Records in Dearborn. We're going to get some out to Flat Black and Circular in Lansing. So we have to do some deliveries this weekend, so they're not there just yet, but
that's not advertising, people. That's just telling you where you can get this music
right.
That you are hearing.
That's right.
Okay, we want you to get War Horses, not just when you tune in to WHFR, because sometimes some shows go some very different directions. You know that. You listen to WHFR. Take this, put this on your CD player, put this on your record player, and hey, Facebook,
yeah,
Instagram.
Yep.
Got it all.
Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter is War Horses Band. Instagram is also War Horses Band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
Facebook is
facebook.com/warhorses.
Yeah. We're doing Tumblr now? What are we doing?
No Tumblr.
Okay.
We had to give one of them a rest.
Hey, you're busy.
Yeah.
All right then. Well then, get busier. Play some music.
All right.
Killing me
loudly.
Who's anyone wrapped out of bed as we're down?
And that's how war horses get down on WHFR. This has been the Motor Live Drive at 5. These have been War Horses. PJ's Lagerhouse tomorrow night. Doors 8:30. They hit the stage approximately 11 o'clock. Just make a point to be at PJ's Lagerhouse. War Horses. You just heard the death toll is expected to rise. That's what you call rocking. This has been a Hallmark. On behalf of myself, Mr. Contino, the Gothabilly Man, the War Horses, thank you for tuning in. See you in 7 days. You are listening to